Hi, you guys. Welcome. This is Richard Sachs here with Doug Diamond. This is Lost Arts Radio Live. Nice to see you again. First thing I have to tell you, which I just found out about, maybe 30 minutes ago or so, is that Sheriff Mack, our friend who was going to be on today, has an emergency. And he asked, could we please do it next week? And I said, yeah, of course. He's okay. It's not like a life-threatening emergency or anything, but he had no choice but to take care of it. So that's okay. We support that. Obviously, we're supporting each other. But what I thought I would do, if you want, is just, I've got a bunch of stuff that is here for him, some questions that came in, some issues that I brought up that I want him to address. I'm just going to share it all with you, and it'll be updated for next week when he's here in person. And in the meantime, one positive side of that is that if you have any questions for Sheriff Mack, and if you're not sure who he is, look up CSPOA.org. CSPOA is Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, a great organization that desperately needs funding. I mean, he's having to work as a teacher on the outside, and the students are obviously really fortunate to have a person like that for their teacher, but he needs to be spending full time with a staff and everything on the work of CSPOA. So I think that would be a really good thing to support if anybody wants to join it, which he says it's an organization very much in line with groups like Oath Keepers, I think, where the sheriffs realize what their actual responsibility is and what their oath of office is that they took. That you're not just there for a paycheck and a weekly job or a monthly job. You're there because you're one of the last potential lines of defense between the citizens of America and the United States of America and corrupt rulers, foreign invaders, domestic invaders, any kind of threats like that, because the sheriff is the highest elected law enforcement authority in each county, just in his or her county. And the whole job is to protect the citizens. And one of the big things to protect citizens against, as you may have noticed, if you're like most of the people who listen to this show, is various levels of government. That, you know, the people that run for these offices seem generally really good when they're running for office and then they get in. And then it's really bad. You find out what they're actually going to do. And the sheriffs are supposed to be a defense between you as a citizen of the county and the country and these corrupt officials that are supposedly your representatives, most of whom apparently don't want to talk to us because I've been trying to communicate with them for a long time. And I'm still falling for that and calling them and talking to them occasionally. And once in a while, you get one that's sincere, but very infrequently do you get one that's sincere and is willing to do anything. And Sheriff Mack has been educating sheriffs all over the country and their counterparts, as much as they exist in other parts of the world, about the real job of law enforcement. And it's not, you know, they used to be called peace officers. Now they're just called law enforcement. And the title's kind of out of step with what their oath really is, because most of what, you know, genocidal tyrants have done in history has been legal. It's been supported by laws. And that makes sense, because if they say something, it's, in general, it's a law. And so if you're just there to enforce laws, whether they're ethical or not, whether they're moral or not, whether they're constitutional in cases where the government has a decent constitution, like the United States is one of the few places that is fortunate to still have that, even though it's not followed anymore, and never totally was, actually, but it was followed a lot more closely at some times in the past than it is now, and the sheriffs are supposed to bring that back. And you could say, well, how can one sheriff stand against, you know, some big invasion or some corrupt corporation that wants to do bad things to everybody in his or her county? Well, the sheriff has this thing they can do. It's called deputizing people. And it led to them having all the backup that they need, because you can deputize the people in your county to have as large of a force for defense as you need. And it's very important to do that. It was originally, you know, tied together with the basis of the Second Amendment in the U.S. about the constitutional militia that Edwin Vieira has talked about on our show and elsewhere before. Very important concept, because that was really part of one of the essential elements of national security, county by county and state by state, and as a country in general against foreign invaders. So we had a lot of things to talk to Sheriff Mack about. I'm sorry that he couldn't come today, but it's going to be only, you know, a very short wait to next week. At the rate that time is going by now and developments are happening, it's just incredible how short a week is seeming. But I'm going to share with you some of the stuff that I wrote down just to make sure I remembered to bring up with him in our discussion that was going to go by in a flash in this very short show. So let me tell you some of what I was going to talk about, and then I'm inviting your feedback. So not just in the chats right now where you're welcome to talk about it, but also, you can email in questions for him when he comes next week, and we'll ask as many as we have time for. And that, just send them to me, richard@lostartsradio.com. And if there are too many, I'll just ask him the most commonly asked ones, or even if they're not common, ones that seem like they're really important to get to, send them in. And I'll just make it that much more interesting and relevant. But the main thing, you know, and I wrote down way more than I have time to possibly mention during a short show like this, but I was going to start just, you know, talking to him about the introduction of a continuing crisis in the U.S. that's endangering citizens in cities and counties all over the country. And this, if you're not in the U.S. right now and you're listening for, or watching from some other country, depending on what platform you're getting us on, then some of this has to be translated, you know, into the system of your country. Most countries, unfortunately, don't have founding documents that are as clear about individual freedom as the U.S. does. But whoever has a good constitution, the U.S. or anybody else, they're made to be, copied and emulated and improved on, whatever we can do, because the one of the big founding documents of the United States was the Declaration of Independence, and it said that these rights belong to everybody. They didn't say, well, as soon as you get into the United States borders, you have these rights. It said they came from God and nature, and you just have them. They're called unalienable, which means the government can't take them away. You know, like when they declare an emergency and say, well, we're really sorry, but we have to remove all your rights, but it's just for a little while. Like with the so-called pandemic that's going on now, when they say that's 15 days to flatten the curve, slow the spread, keep you safe. It was a total scam from the beginning. And hopefully you're figuring that out by now. Most of us figured it out. Well, some of us knew about it in the very beginning, that it was engineered in a laboratory and in that sense was real, patented, and weaponized. It was made in a bioweapons lab called a BSL-4 in the U.S. and then handed over to the BSL-4 in Wuhan to finish off with a U.S. grant to do it. It's just totally unbelievable. I mean, the amount of just blatant illegality, immorality being done by governments all over the world, but especially, you know, it's striking when it's done by a government that has such a great founding principles, plural, that they could be living up to, and they still do this blatant criminal activity. And it's not just in, you know, haphazard individuals in positions of power. It's a coordinated infiltration of almost all the power positions in government and the biggest corporations that are part of a coordinated plan to attack not just the people of the United States, but humanity all over the world. And in fact, it's even more than that. It's life forms all over the world, many of which are going extinct very rapidly. And some people think I'm on the conservative side, and I've been totally excommunicated and hated by various liberal groups for that, but I don't have any labels. You know, I'm very watchful for those, because if you have a label, excuse me, like you consider yourself a liberal, which real liberal means liberty, you know, it's nothing like the so-called liberals are mostly doing now. Or if you think of yourself as a conservative, and that's supposed to be conserving great, you know, core values of life, either one of those, if it was true, would be open to all the ideas of the other side, because their goal would be not to fight for their political party, which is a stupid waste of time, but to improve the well-being of the people of the world and all the life forms of the world too. Because if you don't take care of your life support system in nature, and you're like a lot of the so-called conservative people, and you say all those environmental issues are all a fraud, that's not really brilliant. It's like a scuba diver fighting against their oxygen tank. It's not heroic to do that, okay? It's like the labels are just totally stupid and limiting and deceptive. And whoever says something that's true, even if it's a four-year-old kid that's obviously not in a political party, what they're saying is just as true and deserves just as much respect. So if somebody in the so-called other political party from you says something that's true, it's still true. But, you know, in this partisan mentality that we've been trained in, you have to think, well, everything that the Democrats say is false, or everything that the Republicans say is false, and they're all bad people. And that just paralyzes the country and the world, because similar things are done in other countries everywhere. And we're trying to get a little bit more consciousness in time to avoid total destruction of the biosphere, human society. And, you know, I spent about 20 years in a study specifically looking at what the global rulers at the upper levels beyond the visible government are really planning, and what they intend to do, and how and why. And I can tell you some things about that. One of which is that it is not about money at the top levels. They're not trying to get rich. They own the so-called money system, which is all fake and fiat right now. I don't know if any country that is doing a proper money system based on gold and silver. But the problem now is infiltration against the world by global rulers that are at a much higher level than elected or appointed officials. And they're not into money. They just use money to control their servants, and they use brainwashing to control us and their servants. And they don't even realize they're the most brainwashed of the brainwashed, because they think that you get away with doing horrible things to whole planets, which is not true. And they're going to find that out, unfortunately for them. But that doesn't help right now. You know, they're still making a really big mess, to put it very mildly, in words for family programming, which we are, that's what we're part of. And that needs to be turned around. And the only way it can be turned around is that if some critical small percentage of the human population becomes at least semi-conscious and not a bunch of hypnotized zombies, which is what they're intentionally turning us all into. So we're talking about this continuing, I'm already taking too much time on these few points, continuing crisis in the U.S. that's endangering people all over the world, and part of the war against humanity and against life forms. And I'll just give you the spoiler line, if you don't have to stay till the have time to stay till the end of the show. And I know a lot of people are racing around nowadays very fast. The agenda of the global world rulers, who are not in allegiance of any country, they're not American, Russian, Chinese, Japanese, South American, African, Antarctican, or anything else. They're global rulers, and they're basically satanic. They're not after money. They're after death and destruction and suffering. But under all that programming that they're devoted to, they're human beings. And I know that sounds a little strange to people who have encountered some of what they do, but that's what I found out. And that's where the key is to turning this around. But it can't be done by a population that's unconscious. So I was going to talk to Sheriff Mack about the ongoing, fairly recently started riots to destroy cities. They have nothing to do with outrage over a murder, the perpetrator of which has already been arrested, of course. It's not about that. The media wants there to be a race war because the media in our country is criminal. It's corrupt. It's working for the global rulers. It's working for what some call the globalists, really for the demonic forces above that. And that's where globalism comes from. It's not a political thing. It's way higher or way lower, depending on your point of view. And the purpose right now of the false pandemic is put out the false numbers, generate fear, blow up stories, use fake overwhelmed hospitals with these big lines of desperate people trying to get in. It turned out later who came from the staff because they had very little to do in the hospital. They're not very busy. And they want to give the public this idea. At the top, they're just probably laughing at all of us that we would ever fall for this kind of nonsense. You know, and they use those fake numbers and fake reports and fake terrified people and all this stuff, except you're supposed to really become terrified, to destroy the economy. And it's not, economy's not like some numbers on a stock market. It's your life. It's your financial life. It's your ability to buy food, to have any place to live, to get any gasoline for the car. And they combine that with rules because we were so dumb to fall for the health authority scam and say, well, if you don't stay imprisoned in your house, everybody's going to die, you know. And, well, people haven't quite died yet, and the real numbers have started coming out. But they're proceeding with it anyway, because now they're saying, well, the public is obviously so dumb at this point that even if there's they can't find anybody actually dying of the disease, and all the death numbers have been faked, and we've had doctors on the show verifying that CDC has sent, you know, all these notices to people that fill out death certificates to just blame them on the virus, and don't worry, it will never be reviewed. You don't need any evidence. You don't have to test for it, and it's not being tested for at all anyway. The tests are for the generic, bigger family virus that everybody's got, which is perfect for showing that the numbers are huge, and you can never go back to normal life without potentially deadly vaccines and total surveillance and injected dye to track you and horrific things that most people thought were just stupid theories and could not possibly be true. Well, now, if anybody was still left conscious, you'd just look and say, wow, it's all true. In fact, it's much more coordinated and calculated than even the conspiracy theory people ever imagined. It's totally coordinated, and it's worldwide. And they thought, all right, the public is dumb enough now to fall for this long enough for us to enact the tyranny. And that's where it was going. They said, well, this germ theory thing that we've been promoting since Pasteur, who, according to many accounts, said before he died, sorry about the germ theory thing. That was completely misunderstood. It's actually, the way they put it in French was, it's the terrain, not the germ, that really determines health and disease, because we're walking, this is not a sterile environment. I don't know if you've noticed, but wiping the stuff all over your hands, it's poisonous. It goes right through the skin into the bloodstream. Even if you're totally devoted to doing stuff like that, wearing mask upon mask upon mask, we're walking through clouds of microorganisms. They're already in your body. They're already like 10 to 1, the number of human cells compared to the number of human cells in your body. And that's already there. So you're not going to like stay healthy by sterilizing the world. That's what you call a misunderstanding of the so-called germ theory. We could do many shows on that. It's very important to understand it. And the converse is that when people don't understand it and they think, oh my God, there's germs attacking. We can't see them, but we know they're attacking, and we've got to cut off our own breathing in order to stay safe. This is really brilliant, you guys. And people are so terrified under the surface that they want to go out and make sure everybody else's breathing is cut off, because that's going to keep you safe. And they have this thing of stay safe, don't get close to anybody. Well, getting close to people is pretty much exactly as dangerous as it was about a year ago. That hasn't changed. It's just all the death reports have been moved over to being blamed on COVID-19. And so that you're supposed to be really terrified, and the highly paid news, so-called news anchors and commentators are supposed to say, yeah, you're right to be terrified. You're a hero to be terrified, and try to get everybody else terrified. Stay in your house. Don't worry about the economy. That's just a Republican conspiracy theory. If you just stay home, we'll just send you the money. And this is a big secret that the communist socialist ploy always is based on, that look, those evil rulers never told you they could just send you money or give you money or print money or make coins out of steel or whatever they need to do. Right now it's better than that. They can just put a computer entry in. Some of the people who are really gullible and fall for this kind of stuff say there's going to be a global reset and everybody's just going to be rich. Well, if everybody's rich, nobody needs to work and produce everything, anything, such as, so let's say, food, for example. If everybody's rich, who's going to go to work and produce food? No one. And they start having these government-run farms and things just before the starvation sets in. And no one has a motivation to work other than the fear of punishment, and that doesn't do it. So, and you can't keep what you earn in a communist utopia. And a lot of the young people have been taught to fall for this now. A lot of the older people are falling for it. And that's what's happening now in America. It's an attack on the economy. And so when they tell everybody to stay home, it's not just making you safe. It's that some of the people forced to stay home were in the food production or food transportation system or food processing system or restaurant business or grocery store business or things like that. And a lot of those places being promised they would get back to work in 15 days are still not getting back to work. And the governors in the United States that are letting them partially get back to work, it's a big scam. I mean, and those are so-called Republican governors that are supposed to be so much smarter, you know, and value the economy. If they let a restaurant open up with 25% capacity, that means restaurant, you can suffer for a while before you die. And that's what's happening. And this is a coordinated attack. So we're going to talk to that. Talk to Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack, about that. And the fake pandemic is still going on. It was a real virus, but very disappointing in the death numbers for the people who created it. And so they had to just fake all the numbers, which they're happy to do, and tell you that it's just so bad we can't even explain it. But if you stay home and be a hero, and in some states like Michigan, don't buy garden seeds and don't buy American flags, that was on the forbidden list, and don't protest because protests are non-essential, except now, see the old protests against the government for the lockdowns, those were non-essential activities. The new protests, which we're going to talk to Sheriff Mack about, those are essential. And in fact, unbelievable as it is, some of the governors, at least one that I know of, decided to go out and march in the protests. And you know what those protests have involved? Destruction of businesses, mostly small businesses, many so-called minority-owned businesses, but really businesses of every colored owner there is. The media has been pursuing this thing of trying to make the so-called races hate each other. And I say so-called because that's a complete distraction. You have to honor everybody's heritage. But basically, I know this sounds really radical, but they're all human beings. Remember that thing about what people actually are before they figure out to fight each other and hate each other because of race or religion or other stuff like that. They're human beings. And it's to the global ruler's advantage for us to be focused on what we're supposed to hate each other about so that they can destroy society, bring in world government. But that's not the end of it. The global rulers, who are their bosses, forgot to tell most of their servants because that would hurt morale to know it. But the agenda is to exterminate life on this planet. And I know most people don't believe that, but 20 years of digging into this, and that's what I found out. So I thought I better tell you. And we're going to talk to Sheriff Mack about that. But that's what the new so-called protests, including violent riots, are about, is to create social chaos on the way to getting rid of sovereign countries so that you can have a unified global government tyranny, including a medical tyranny that's going to tell you all these things that have to be done to your body, which is illegal, by the way. Have you heard of something called the Nuremberg Code? That was at the end of World War II. After it was over, they decided, they came to this agreement that you can't have any so-called medical treatment done to you without informed consent. And that doesn't mean informed consent is not the same as just regular consent. And it doesn't mean you got an information sheet from the drug dealer, I mean the expert pharmaceutical scientist, saying that this drug is so good or this vaccine is so good. It's just going to prevent all the diseases. It's going to, we have these new ones that are going to prevent stress and unhappiness. It's going to fit right into the benevolent goals of the United Nations for 2030, which are, many of which are being moved to 2020 now, obviously. An information sheet like that is not informed consent. That's basically, you know, false propaganda. And what you have to have for informed consent is you have to know what it's going to do to you and what it might do to you and whether it's really going to be good for you and how. And if it might kill you, for example, that would be considered important information that is left off a lot of these information sheets. So without that full information, and a lot of these chemicals that are either injected or given to you orally cause horrible health conditions, bad diseases, even though they're sold to prevent them or make them better. They don't usually say they'll cure them anymore. They say they'll manage them. That way you can be on the poison, I mean the medicine, forever. So I know it's work to find out about these things, and it's easier just to take whatever pills are given to you. But you have a choice. If the pill is going to kill you or the injection is going to kill you, it might be worth the work to first, or your child, find out like what's in it. You know, most of the doctors don't even take the time to do that. I've talked to hundreds, and most of them don't know and think that the drug dealers or, I mean, the advanced pharmaceutical scientists know and would never sell something that would ever hurt anybody, and it's all safe and effective. Because it's easier to believe that than do the work. And I'm saying it's a choice, it's free choice, but there's some big advantages to doing the work. You might not do something or consent to something that is gonna, you know, make you an invalid for life or kill you or who knows what else. So we're gonna talk about that. Massive propaganda to get everybody injected with this new game changer vaccine that we're all waiting for, and people are supposed to clap for and say, "What? How soon can you do it?" And President Trump has this program that he started called Warp Speed, where they're going to do it to you as fast and as soon as possible. Although he did say, which most of the world rulers would never do this, he said, "No, it's only for the people that want it." That's like earth-shaking for a president to say that. Whether he can actually do it with the evil governors in a lot of the states forcing it on their people, like they're doing now for kids going to school, which is absolutely illegal against numerous provisions of the U.S. Constitution and basic human rights in any country in the world. The president's not preventing that. And he can say it's voluntary, and the governors and, you know, people in charge in other countries can force it anyway. And sorry for the phone noise in the background. It'll end in a second. I apologize. In fact, maybe I can cut off the sound. I don't like to do that. So we need more than just the president saying, well, it's only for people who want it, while the governors go ahead and force it on everybody. And many of the governors will probably do that, including ones that are in parties you would think would not go along with that. So now the riots are added to the mix of the fake pandemic, and it's very serious because, and it's fully coordinated. We've seen great video footage from Veritas, which was even on some of the mainstream online media. I thought, well, it's probably just a discredited, I don't know. But it showed the some of the medium-level bosses of Antifa, and they got somebody to sign up as a member of Antifa and get accepted the training, and they wore a hidden camera. Pretty brave people risking their life, you know, because Antifa doesn't want any of us to know that they're not very nice, and they're here to, in exchange for money, to help destroy the country or whatever country they're in. Really nasty. And they're human beings too. They're just programmed to be totally devoted to evil. So very dangerous until that programming is broken. And they're playing a big part in destroying, you know, what they can of civilization. And the big companies owned by some of the mid-level world rulers are supplying them, I guess, so that they'll have social justice for everybody, including Antifa. There's and the violent elements of other groups, BLM and other ones like that. They're supplying pallets of bricks and rocks, right, delivered by trucks right in front of plate glass windows of the major stores in cities all over the country. And they're figuring, well, the American people are so dumbed down, they're not going to notice anything out of the ordinary about that. Which hopefully they're wrong about that, but it's going on, and it's not slowing down, and it's all being blamed on a particular case of police brutality, which I, of course, watched the videos of that. It looked really horrible. It looked like murder to me, probably second-degree murder, unless there's a lot that we don't know about it, which there could be. And the media just chose that one case of most police are not horrible. I've talked to hundreds of police, and most of them are great people, and I really enjoy their company and like them, because they know that their job is not to beat up or kill the citizens. I mean, how brilliant do you have to be to know that? Their job is to protect the citizens against anybody trying to hurt them or damage them or attack them, come into their house, be a home intruder. That's what the police are for, is to protect you. And obviously they should also protect us against corporations and against wacko governments that have gone crazy and been co-opted. That's what real police do. These police that follow orders to do bad things to the people they're supposed to protect, they never heard of Oath Keepers, and they don't understand. Oath Keepers is because there's this oath thing that they all took to obey the Constitution and protect people and serve and protect the individual citizens, not the global rulers. And they need to be educated and inspired to do what they need to do and be brave. That's what Sheriff Mack is doing, and that's part of what we're going to talk to him about, not just for sheriffs all over the country, which need to be given copies of all this information. They need to get Sheriff Mack's books, two great books that I've read that are both worth reading on Amazon. They're still available, or cspoa.org. That's a site everybody should go to. Join the organization, support it, so that Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack, doesn't have to be working as a school teacher to try to support his family while CSPOA needs funds to operate. Anyway, what the media did and the global rulers did is they found, okay, what's the worst, one of the worst cases of insane police brutality that we can find and use it as an excuse to tear up the country? Oh, this one with the murder that we're seeing all over TV now. And they did that, and that most of the people who are engaging in the paid violence don't know or care about that. In fact, most of them are campaigning as violent rioters as if they're black. They have all these black costumes on, and most of them are white, basically white enemies of humanity, thinking that it's great to destroy small businesses, including those owned by black people and everybody else, in order to protest racism, right? That's really brilliant. And it's leading to thinking that our rulers are right, that we become irretrievably unconscious. And I'm saying that doesn't have to be true. The riots are supposed to have a purpose. It's not protesting racism. It's to stop the economic recovery so that there's no chance of that happening. Encourage race war, which is one of the most idiotic things we could possibly fall for. You know, you might be a person of a different color. You might not have been born into the race you're born into. You'd still be you. You'd still be a human being. These are costumes, okay? And whatever color your costume is great. And keep it healthy, develop it, get your brain clear, become too smart to fall for these hoaxes. And they hope that you won't figure that out, and they want to push race war for brainwashed people and blame all of it on the Trump to bring in a communist president instead. Even if they're called a Democrat or a socialist or progressive, that's the general idea. You know, that would be the end of the U.S. with programs like totally open borders that no country should have. That, you know, some of the people who think they want total freedom say, well, of course you shouldn't have borders. There, some great people have made that mistake. I mean, John Lennon, who's really, I like him a lot, sang a great song about it called Imagine. And it sounds good, but you know, the way to understand it, forget the political party. Doesn't matter if you're left or right or any, just look at the logic of it. If you get a house in a really rough neighborhood where there's murders every night and there are private groups that meet and say everybody who's not a member of their group should die, and that's where you live, and at night you take the doors off your house to be, you know, inclusive and non-racist to everybody, you're going to die if you do that, and you're not going to be in that house anymore. It's going to be trashed and destroyed and burned down as along with you and your family. So this open border thing is not just stupid. It's intentional national suicide. And that's what comes in if the current president loses, along with sanctuary states where they protect violent criminals just because they happen to have special status by coming in illegally, which is really makes a lot of sense, right? The people who are most against that are the legitimate immigrants who went through the process of immigration, you know, and are here, and they don't want a bunch of, you know, violent criminals from any country coming in ever. But that's the policy of the opposing party right now, and the reason not to let them ruin the election. But that's the plan, you know, which the current President Trump has done nothing that I can see to regain the integrity of elections in the U.S. We've got voting machines all over the country that are owned by companies that belong to enemies of the country that want to destroy it. How can you possibly have any real election with that? And now the traitor governors that we've got all over the country are saying we want email-in ballots. Right. It's gonna, you know, in reality, Trump has a majority because there's no other good candidates at all. They're all have these insane policies. And he's got a huge majority. He'd have a landslide victory. But if he doesn't do anything about the voter fraud, the voting machines, which shouldn't even exist. Having voting machines at all is ridiculous. And even having paper ballots is ridiculous if they ever go out of public sight for a minute. You can't do that. Or else, I mean, they just figure that we're so dumb that we don't realize obvious stuff like this. So if Trump continues doing nothing about all that stuff, and like he's done nothing to stop the fake pandemic and all this other stuff, he could be beaten by a dead person, just no problem. He could be beaten by somebody's pet dog. If the voting machines are there and the illegal aliens are signed up to vote, like in California, where that's considered inclusive, and you've got on video from Veritas, the inside Democrat rulership arranging to fraudulently take over the vote and deliver truckloads of ballots like they did last time after the election is supposedly closed and then the corrupt officials accept them. If Trump doesn't do anything to do that, he could be beaten by a rock. So, and there's no sign that he's doing anything about it right now. It's pretty interesting to watch that happen. Also, it would be the obliteration of First Amendment, the rest, what remains of it that hasn't been already destroyed by big tech, which again, Trump has done nothing to stop. He now just announced in an executive order that he was going to do something to stop big tech election meddling and censorship, which is not, it's not just election meddling, it's total control that they have now. That would be a lost cause if the opponents get in. Second Amendment would be gone. And a lot of Americans, unfortunately, are so dumbed down now, they think that firearms rights mean you're going to have total chaos and everybody's going to kill each other. That's really, I don't even know what to say about that. That's hypnosis and complete idiocy on our part if we believe anything like that. You know, when look at the cities in America where they have the same American mentality and same supposed basis of freedom, and they've outlawed firearms. They're totally nice and peaceful, and everyone loves each other, like in downtown Chicago and Washington, D.C., New York City, wherever it's really almost impossible to legally get firearms. That's where the smart murderers and rapists and home intruders go. Let's see, why would that be? Oh, yeah, it's because they know they won't have any resistance. This is not smart to fall for this. And if Trump loses, that's going to be lost. Forced vaccines are going to be everywhere because the opposing party really supports them. State-funded, much-expanded abortion paid for by you, whether or not you think it's a good idea to kill unborn babies. And in fact, that party is in places like New York and Virginia have advocated killing the baby after birth. Just in case there's any question and you want to do this thing of calling it a fetus, which doesn't mean anything when it's actually an unborn baby, they're saying, well, don't worry about that subtle distinction. We'll just kill them after they're born, like was explained by Northam in Virginia and Cuomo and other people like that. This would be everywhere. And the universal basic income, which the dumbed down population in America thinks would be wonderful. You know, finally, free money. Why did it take this long? That's a real testament to education in the United States, that it's made the citizens so dumb and they think that everything has to be understood only by a specialist. So you can't understand economics unless you're an economist, a higher level economist who's written a lot of books and agrees with the federal and state point of view on everything and agrees with the Federal Reserve and thinks it's wonderful, central banking, fractional reserve banking, all of which are national suicide, and we're falling for right this minute. Universal basic income means that, of course, you do get so-called money. It's fiat money, just it's a computer entry at the central bank, which creates a debt for the federal government and your state government and for you. And it's given to you like this wonderful gift that's worth something. Creates inflation, so prices go up to offset it. Oh, and one more thing, it's conditional. So if you get free money, they say, well, you can have your free money and you can have privileges like being able to buy food or maybe go out of your house for a little while if you've been vaccinated. But if you do anything on the list of unacceptable actions, like the ones that social credit score is about in China and are being imposed in the U.S. and everywhere else now, then that's fine. That's your free choice. We just won't give you your money. And you'll have to starve to death until you reform. That's UBI, universal basic income. Anybody of any party that falls for that is in bad shape mentally, which I don't blame them for. The program to dumb us down and make us, you know, motivated by fear and hating each other and want to just demonize each other for being wrong because we don't agree. That's a very carefully engineered program. It's not really any of our faults that we've all fallen for it to some degree. I'm just saying we kind of fell for it long enough now, and it would be better to reverse it and say, wait a minute, maybe hating each other and doing everything out of fear and fighting each other is not the most brilliant course of action while the rulers just laugh and take over. I don't think that's very smart. So I was going to bring up the point with Sheriff Mack that this is an organized military invasion of the U.S. and is very far advanced. It, you know, if it were some other country's troops marching in uniforms, there'd be at least some resistance, hopefully. But a lot of people in Congress, a lot of the governors, the state legislators, the local officials, certainly most of the health officials at the top level, they're part of the invasion force. And the invasion force is pretending to care about your well-being and saying, all these restrictions, all the loss of your unalienable rights, well, forget the unalienable thing. They can be removed whenever we declare that it's an emergency. And that's what they did. And say, don't worry about that. It's all for your benefit. It's like, I think they had a funny line in the old movie Mars Attacks. Say, do not shoot. We are your friends. Put down your weapons. We're here to help you. That's exactly what the medical authorities are doing and all the government authorities that are going with them and all these crazy governors. The Michigan one has been one of the most severe with the lockdown orders. I was really impressed when she said, and this is Whitmer, that you can't buy garden seeds anymore, because obviously if you buy seeds and plant a garden, you're not fighting the virus. Okay, you have to understand that. And so she prohibited that, and buying American flags was also against fighting the virus. Well, she just went out now and has been marching with protesters, I think it was yesterday or today, and told the Justice Department of the federal government on Twitter that the worst thing that could be done would be to open up in a careless way and endanger everyone and risk losing all this wonderful progress that we've made. Progress is a favorite term of the communists, you know. Most people don't know that. But she said we'd be risking all this incredible progress when the unemployment rate now, because of the last weeks of lockdown and months of lockdown, is worse than in the Great Depression. And the food shortages and shortages of other things won't hit for just a little bit longer. And if it's not turned around now and these, you know, crazy governors gotten rid of, and I don't mean violence. It's they who are advocating violence. I don't believe in that. But the military should be used, just like Trump said, if the governors won't protect their own people and their own businesses, then he would use the military. But he's got traitors all through all of his cabinet, all certainly in the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice. I think Barr should have been fired a long time ago. He has done almost nothing compared to what he should have been doing to turn this whole thing around and get rid of the traitors in the country and occupying all these positions and working against anything good the president talks about or tries to do. They block it. And the Secretary of Defense, just to give you an example, just said that the National Guard in Washington, D.C., protecting businesses and, you know, the capital city, it's supposed to be a safe place. So is every city, actually. Well, he said, the Secretary of Defense said all those people should be unarmed. They're not allowed to use guns or ammunition because that's so evil and racist. These are the kind of people that are working for the Justice Department, the Pentagon, the State Department, all through the government. And Trump has done very little to get rid of these guys, and he's hired a lot of them. I don't think intentionally, because they work against what he's trying to do, but it shows that there's different kinds of intelligence, and even people with good motives who are basically intelligent can be really unintelligent in massively important ways. And I think, you know, the people who just want to say Trump is the devil need to have a little bit more sophisticated understanding of what's going on. A lot of people have said for a long time that just get women in positions of power, it's going to be so much better. The so-called feminists have been talking about this for a long time. But you look at some of the women prime ministers and leaders of countries and governors like Whitmer and governors like the governor, I think it's Kate Brown in Oregon, total tyrants. They're showing that, yes, there is equality. You know, women can be as insane as men and as vicious and unconstitutional and illegal and, you know, malevolent as men. So I guess we know now that there's equality. But to think that somebody's good or bad because of their gender or because of their race or their age or, you know, any of these basic qualities that people have, that just tells our rulers that, yeah, we've been totally dumbed down and there's no hope for the rest of the world or our country. And I think there is. It's character that determines what a person's going to do, whether it's going to be good or bad. And there's something that we've forgotten the meaning of that determines character 100%. And it's called consciousness. And we need to figure out again what that is. It used to be known. And I forgot to mention, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. I don't know a lot about him, but he's proving his worth by his actions right now. And you wonder about all these crazy governors and people within the federal government and all that. Are they not smart enough to know about the scam and that CDC has been encouraging falsifying death certificates? We'd have doctors on about that. And of course they're smart enough to know all that stuff. The conclusion is that they're doing it on purpose. And they think that they're going to have probably some favored position in the new hierarchy of world government if they're willing to betray their own people, not just in America, but any country in the world. They, you know, what Trump was saying about positive nationalism is absolutely essential and true. Free trade is national suicide. It's for global government and global tyranny. Every country needs to be totally nationalistic, not in an aggressive way, not in a way that hates other countries, but in a way that says, look, our job within our jurisdictional boundaries, which is our national boundaries that have to be protected, that's where our military should be until there's a wall, by the way. Every country should do that. And then they should make the interior of that country a wonderful place for everybody to live based on individual freedom and the government being there to protect individual freedom, and that's their job, against foreign invasion or against internal insurrection or, you know, treason, things like that. And all over the world, that's almost totally forgotten. There's some good signs about the new president of Brazil, since he survived assassination attempt. He seems to be saying some great things, but in general in the world, it's almost gone. And the resurgence of that consciousness, that taking care of each other and saying, no, we're not going to be terrified, we're not going to hate each other, we're not going to hate people of other countries, we're not going to hate anybody, and we're not going to have any fear, because those are destructive, self-destructive aspects of consciousness that no one intelligent puts up with in themselves. Not going and attacking other people because they're still afraid or anything. You fix that by fixing it in yourself. That keeps you busy full time, but it also affects everybody else. And I think that's been pretty much forgotten. So as I said, Trump hasn't stopped any of this deception. He's done some fantastic things that the people who just want to be lazy and say he's evil totally miss. Withdrawing from the World Homicide Organization was incredible. Nobody's been brave enough to do that so far, but it's far from enough. The corrupt CDC needs to be redone. All these U.S. agencies, most of which are involved in completely illegal activity, have to be redone. And we were going to ask Sheriff Mack also a question from a listener. As long as the DOJ, you know, under Barr is apparently doing nothing to stop all this scam and corruption. And I mean, some things, yes, that under Trump, they're going after child traffickers. They're pulling out of things like these supranational organizations that are national suicide. Those are undisputably great. But within the country, you know, to let these violent riots go on for more than 10 minutes is inexcusable. And if the original spirit of the country were still alive or healthy, that's how long the riots would have lasted. It wouldn't be worth it to join Antifa or any other group, violent aspects of BLM or anything else, white violent groups, you know, Hispanic violent groups, any kind of stupid terrorist groups that think they're being really tough by fighting for communist ideals or something by destroying people's lives. That would have lasted maybe 10 minutes if the original spirit that founded America was there. That needs to come back so far. So the question that was going to be asked of Sheriff Mack from a listener, as long as the DOJ and the federal government aren't stopping all this stuff, is there a way for citizens' arrest to be used against officials like governors, mayors, county supervisors, or any other kind of official? And I want to see what he says about that. There's a lot of theories from various groups, and I don't know the right answer to that or how to do it correctly if it can be done. We'll find out next week. But listen, if you have things that you want Sheriff Mack to talk about or questions, email him, you know, Richard@LostArtsRadio.com, and I'll ask as many as we have time for and include them in the conversation, at least as much as Sheriff Mack wants to do. We have like 1 minute left, so there's a lot that I didn't get to here. We can maybe hit some of it next week. Be sure to sign up for our subscribe to us for free on Brighteon.com, Brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio, because they don't censor over there, and we'll survive on that platform no matter what happens elsewhere. Support us if you have discretionary capital that you can do that, and you think that keeping us going would be worthwhile, and the projects that we have in mind that are waiting on funding. You can donate at lostartsradio.com at the donate button, or lostartsresearchinstitute.org at the donate button on that site. That's about our nonprofit that's keeping all this in motion. And we have a Subscribestar channel at subscribestar.com/lostartsradio. We want to stay in touch with you and talk about what is important to you. So getting your feedback is really important. And I know it takes a minute to send it in, but it's all looked at, it's all considered, it's all honored. And that's how we just want to be here, to try to keep real information getting out as long as possible. What do you do now if you do start becoming aware of the situation and you know the way to fix it is not hate anybody, even the bad guys? I recommend, you know, I have a disagreement with some of the people that I really respect on independent media. The bad guys are not to be hated or destroyed. They're to be waked up. And there's no way you're strong enough to do that until you really maximize your own awareness. Take care of your health, because that goes with it. If your body's in a mess, you know, you're on all kinds of drugs and everything, you're not going to have a clear mind. Those go together. So take care of yourself if you want to help other people. It's not selfish. And you know, the whole selfish, selfless thing is just nonsense. It's a distraction. You got to really take care of yourself. Decide to find out what's going on. Educate yourself. Learn how to take care of your body. If you want to help with that and you want a supportive environment with that and consciousness issues, that's our whole focus in Planetary Healing Club, which, by the way, meets in 29 minutes. I'm late. PlanetaryHealingClub.com is the access portal. You're personally invited. I'm there every week, interactive, live. There's a live chat, and we do hours of question and answer. And I've been a researcher in these areas for decades and decades, and this all gets shared in an environment where it won't get censored. And that's planetaryhealingclub.com. If you have questions about whether it's worth your time and your particular situation, just ask me and I'll give you. I'm not going to suggest that you join us if it's not something that's going to help you. I think that's about it. Remember our Sunday show tomorrow night. I think that's going to be Dr. Vickers from the Gerson Clinic in Baja California. You know, it's not legal to heal cancer in America by natural means. You have to be SWAT teamed for your own good and protection. It's the same kind of protection that you get when you get told to be a prisoner in your house and cut off your own breathing with various devices that cover your face and stay away from everybody else. That's the same people who, for your own benefit, don't tell you about all the natural approaches to cancer, and Dr. Vickers does. He's doing it in Mexico. He's only one of many alternatives, but we get to talk to him tomorrow night. I hope you'll join us. It's free. And thanks for the time. Sorry to run over a couple minutes. Apologize for Sheriff Mack not being here, but he said he would like to be here on Saturday, 1 week from now, and I hope you will be too. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you next time.
Introducing Lost Arts Radio on Subscribestar.com. Just go to Subscribestar.com/Lost Arts Radio to find our rewards program, offering 10 different giving levels starting at just $5 a month. We offer incredible value for any rewards level, from extra monthly interview videos not available publicly to subscription-based Planetary Healing Club videos once, twice, or three times a month, to private counseling sessions with Lost Arts Radio host Richard Sacks, to tech help with me, Doug Diamond. We even have one option where you can be the star on Lost Arts Radio as our guest on a specially produced show just for you. We conduct an interview with you and broadcast it to our growing network and listenership. Our Subscribe Star levels are one of a kind and offer great rewards for any budget. Please help support Lost Arts Radio. We can't do it without you. With increasing censorship on many of our channels, we really need your support today to keep doing what we're doing. As Richard says, we're not even at survival level yet. Lost Arts Radio has 3 weekly shows. Lost Arts Radio Live each Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, which is a live stream currently on multiple platforms in case we get banned from some of the larger ones. Right now, we're on 2 YouTube channels, Facebook Live, Periscope, which is Twitter, Twitch, and DLive. You can access these broadcasts by going to www.lostartsradio.com/live for all the links to those channels. The Planetary Healing Club meets right after Lost Arts Radio Live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Saturday nights. And our Sunday show with guests airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Sunday nights on our Blog Talk Radio channel, our YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and on Brighteon. Be sure to sign up for our free email list just in case we do get banned on big tech's platforms. It's just a matter of time, really. They don't like the stuff we talk about, and they do not want the truth out there. In fact, they have already attacked us numerous times. Join our free email list so we can let you know where we are and how to access our shows. The sign-up button is right on the top right on most pages of our website. The best starting point for all things Lost Arts Radio is our main site, lostartsradio.com, where you can find the hottest news selection videos that we curate just for you. Those are on the homepage and added to daily, as well as articles and breaking news about information you really need to know. Our show archives, the 10 most recent shows, are right on our homepage, as well as our Blog Talk Radio page at blogtalkradio.com/lostartsradio, or just click the All Things Radio Show tab right on our website. We're in the podcast directory on iTunes, and all of our shows except the banned ones are on our YouTube channels at Lost Arts Radio and at Diamond Disc. Our Brighteon page is really taking off, and we often have editor's picks videos right on their homepage. Visit brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. On our site, you can also access our free listener forum as well as sign up for the Planetary Healing Club, which is just $25 a month, where you get private access to a one-on-one interaction with host Richard Sacks and myself and the other club members who participate live. More info can be found at planetaryhealingclub.com. We're providing solutions in there to make the world a better place. Come join us. Thanks again for listening to and supporting Lost Arts Radio. We love having you as part of our family to learn, experience, and grow with.